After 5 days of school closures and tens of thousands of teachers and education advocates rallying at the state capitol, Governor Doug Ducey has signed into law his plan to give teachers a 20% raise by 2020. This morning on the show, we'll have reaction from teachers who crowded the gallery at the state capitol all night and the latest from the school districts and students as they begin to head back to the classroom.
The governor's 20 by 2020 plan was part of the new state budget lawmakers approved just after sunrise this morning. In a message posted on Twitter, Ducey said, as he was excited to sign the bill.
This is a real win for our teachers, for our kids, for our educators in the classroom, and we're grateful for your help in getting this over the finish line. We're excited that it's a bipartisan bill.
This budget bill did get some Democratic votes in the Senate, although the vote was along party lines in the House, a fact not lost on Representative Anthony Kern, a Glendale Republican.
So I want the Arizona voters to know and to remember who defended the teacher in November. Who voted for the 20? You can laugh all you want, but the bottom line is that board tells the truth.
Both chambers turned away numerous Democratic amendments to the bill, including caps on class sizes and student-to-counselor ratios. Representative Reginald Boulding, a Levine Democrat, told his colleagues they should be restoring the $1 billion to public education that was cut in the last decade.
You can't set a house on fire, call 911, and claim to be a hero. That does not work.
Work on the $10.4 billion budget took hours, but members of the Red for Ed movement were there, both inside the chambers and outside the House and Senate buildings, for all of it. Teachers had generally planned to be back in the classroom today, assuming lawmakers would pass the budget. But those plans changed yesterday as the process advanced slowly. Many schools are still closed today, and teachers made it known that without the new school funding in place, the strike would continue. In the end, teachers will have been out of the classroom for 6 school days. But Arizona Educators United leader Noah Carvelis says teachers will stay engaged and lawmakers should have done more.
They're only willing to go so far. They're able to go further, but they're only willing to go so far. So the power is really going to be in the educators' hands now. We have an incredible infrastructure and movement built. Now we got to sustain it and bring answers. And I think one of the ways that we do that is through the ballot now.
Last week, a ballot measure was introduced which would increase income taxes on high-earning Arizonans. 60% of the money raised would go to teacher salaries. If it qualifies for the ballot, it can expect opposition from, among others, the Arizona Chamber of Commerce, which has come out against the proposal.
And now we go to the state capitol. While the crowd there has significantly thinned since the 50,000 people marched down Washington Street a week ago, there are still supporters dressed in red on the Capitol grounds now, and that's where we go live to KJZZ's Jimmy Jenkins. Good morning, Jimmy.
Hey, good morning, Lauren.
So tell us, what's the scene there at the Capitol this morning?
Well, as you can tell, the band has just struck up. It's kind of hard not to get wrapped up in a marching band performance or someone with a megaphone, so I'm going to try to step away from that. But there are large groups of people that are still waiting to get into the House of Representatives. There's a big line. I talked to Natalie and Sean from Washington Elementary School District. They've been here every day. They said still not enough funding, but they're looking at small victories. They say this action has raised awareness and unified school districts. So still a lot of very active, rowdy people here, and they're still say that they're keeping an eye on the legislature.
Jimmy, I would imagine some of those eyes would be a little droopy at this point, given how late the lawmakers worked and teachers were there. Did you get a sense from teachers of why they decided to stick it out through the night?
Yeah, I think it's a sense of, they keep saying vigilance is a word that I keep hearing. They feel it's important for, you know, members of this movement to actually be there with eyes on at all times while the work of the government is happening. I talked with a family who was here with their 6 little kids. They spent the night here. I talked with Michelle from Gilbert. Her sister has been in the House of Representatives for 26 hours.
Wow.
It's just a sense of remaining vigilant and just letting lawmakers know that they're not going away.
Right. And is there a lot of talk about what's coming next? There's a lot of talk about the ballot initiative that was introduced and a lot of talk about November elections.
Yeah, that same Michelle from Gilbert was actually doing signups for the Invest in Education Act. She says she's turned in more than 200 just herself. So a lot of people are focusing on that. I'm hearing from other teachers, too, that, you know, some people are running out of sick days. Not everyone, you know, they say has the ability to be here. So those that are here say that they're here, you know, in support of and in solidarity for their colleagues who who cannot be here.
Well, Jimmy, have you gotten the sense that teachers generally, at least the ones with whom you've spoken, generally plan to be back in the classroom tomorrow?
Everyone says they don't know. All these people I think that are here are the hardcore people, ralliers, you know. So they say there was just someone who just ran out from the House of Representatives and addressed everyone by standing up on one of the monuments here. And he said that, you know, that this is all unconfirmed, of course, but he told them that there were rumors going around the House that there was an attempt to put more money into vouchers. So he told everyone to, you know, hang tight, hang with us, remain vigilant, and they're going to regroup in a bit. But I think it's just kind of hour to hour right now.
All right, so not quite over yet. That's KJZZ's Jimmy Jenkins live at the state capitol. Jimmy, thanks so much.
My pleasure. Thank you.